Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Bimbo News. Hosts, Allie Siegel, Melissa Stecky.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers Bimbo News. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
This is a podcast where we'll cover everything from viral news stories to pop culture to things that we watch on TV during the week. We have a Patreon. Our true crime episodes are now only available at patreon.com/webcrawlers for $5 a month. And you'll get like 2 to 3 episodes as well as everything else, like our 90 Day Fiancé, our Bimbo News, and those in videos and ad-free. Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and call into our hotline and leave a voicemail if you'd like to be on our mailbag episodes. The number is
626-63-42069. Nice.
Melissa, who are our patrons this week?
We have Jennifer H.
Jennifer Hudson.
Suchi S, Devin S, and Marissa.
Welcome to the team, y'all. We are so excited to have you. Now, this has been a crazy week.
Oh, boy.
We say that headline every week, news. But there's some serious headline news. Let's get into it. Weird.
A woman was trapped in a shipping. Just kidding. Our breaking news story is Kate Middleton.
This, at first, I'm not a royal head. Like,
me
I do not.
Neither. Me neither.
But this is crazy. This stuff is getting strange. Yeah.
So, Kate Middleton, who has not been seen in public since December, when she had a planned abdominal surgery, there's been a lot of speculation. We talked
about
it last week.
Well, now I'm like, alleged planned abdominal surgery.
Allegedly, that's right. It's allegedly planned abdominal surgery, but it doesn't make sense because they had a trip to Italy planned early this year. So why would she schedule? I don't think it was planned.
Well, I also don't think she had any surgery.
That's also an explanation.
Yeah.
Because there's like a video of them in their cars, like the night of December something, like at 6 p.m. going to the hospital. I'm like, that's a weird time to go to the hospital.
Also, now there's videos out about that being photoshopped.
Right. There's pictures of her and William in a car. Her head is like turned to the other side.
Yeah.
But like the bricks in the back don't match the bricks that are on the wall.
Yeah. And people are like taking her face and being like, this is from a previous.
Yes.
It's like episode of them being in the car because like there's an earring. It's like web sleuths are going crazy.
Like front facing, but like sunglasses. People are like, this could be any woman wearing sunglasses with brown hair.
Yeah, it's wild.
So this photo came out that was tweeted from like the official royal account or something.
Yeah.
It's a family photo of Kate, her three kids.
Right.
And it was like, look, also, I'm fine, everyone.
Is it weird that he's not in it? First of all, that was my first question.
Right.
Or no.
I guess he took the photo is what we're supposed to be thinking.
I don't know.
So this photo comes out and you're like, okay. And then people start taking a closer look at it.
Yeah.
And there's just a lot of weird edits made.
Yeah.
Things are weird. Like the hairlines are weird. The skirt, the plaid skirt on their daughter is like weirdly, there's a part where it's like faded. The red sweater is like cut out. It's like, well, that's a weird edit. And then like some of the tiles on the ground are kind of like mismatched. And the zipper on her jacket is like not connected to anything.
Yeah, well, it's the skirt is extended too far.
Yeah.
And then part of this on the little girl and then part of the sweater bleeds into like the middle of the skirt. Kind of like what you see in AI where things get kind of like warped.
Yeah.
The sweater is warped into the skirt. It's very obviously weird. And then their fingers, there's not too many fingers or anything like that, but they're like blurry, but some of them are blurry and some are not. So you're like, that wouldn't happen in a photo.
So then people were like, you know, posting examples of whatever's wrong in it. And so the official royal account tweeted, like, oh, you know, they emailed all of the press to like redact the photo.
Well, the Associated Press, literally, it was because they didn't email. First, the Associated Press did a kill order on the photo saying, no publications can put this photo up because there's evidence of alteration and tampering, which apparently never happens. Like journalists are saying that's a huge, if there's a kill order, that's like stop the presses. That's a huge deal.
Yeah.
So then the royal family had to do a rebuttal.
Right.
Because they had to say something.
And it was like, Kate, and it said, you know, sorry, I like to play with Photoshop now and again. Like I'm an amateur photographer. Yeah. I'm an amateur editor or whatever, saying like an assigned like C, like Princess Catherine. And you're like, what?
Who's Princess Catherine?
Kate, her full name, Catherine.
Oh, it's with a C?
Her nickname is Kate. Everyone's like, okay, this is just getting weird. Like, that just adds to the...
Oh, I also forgot one thing about her face on the photo. People looked at her old Vogue cover shoot and were like, this is the face from her old Vogue cover shoot.
Yeah, that's from 2016. There's two videos that I watched. The Vogue cover photo, I'm not as convinced. There's like the reflection in her eyes are different. It's very, very similar, but I think it's like, but there's this other video on TikTok, the clothing one.
Oh, right.
This is the one that I believe. So they're in November 2023. They went to like some sort of like charity function. The daughter is wearing the red ruffly sweater, the same tights and boots. Kate's wearing the same shoes and boots. She's wearing the sweater that in the picture, it's dark blue, but in that event she went to, it's cream colored. And someone found the exact sweater because like people always post like her fashion, if like whatever you want to buy. That sweater only comes in like two colors, like cream and white or whatever. So they think that they photoshopped the sweater darker. And then who are the boys? Prince, the bigger boy.
Yeah, the bigger boy. The big boy.
I don't know, William G., whatever their names are. He's wearing a blue sweater with a collared shirt underneath. At the event, it was like a white and blue checkered collar. But in this photo, it's like dark blue. But it's like suspiciously the same color as the sweater. Like could have easily been photoshopped.
Yeah. So they think the photo was taken that day and then they just reposted it, but photoshopped it and changed like the colors.
And the plaid skirt. The daughter is not wearing a plaid skirt, but
Yeah.
That's why the plaid skirt looks so weird in this photo. Maybe they changed, they added the plaid in to her
yeah,
skirt.
Yeah, they just added a plaid skirt.
It's
yeah.
weird. Those the outfits one, that one's weird.
Yeah, so people are speculating, like, what the fuck is going on?
And she doesn't have her wedding ring on.
Oh, right. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, I didn't even realize that. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent you this article yesterday. Okay, so one of the things that people are speculating is that he has an alleged mistress and that he got her pregnant and that it's gonna come out soon, or that she is
right.
She had a daughter, I guess, and that people think the daughter is his, and that
okay.
It's gonna come out, and so that Kate and Prince William are having a divorce or a separation, and that's why she's been missing, and that's why this whole thing has been so weird. So,
Lady Rose Hanbury.
Rose Hanbury Chalmondeley.
The Marchioness of Chalmondeley.
Yeah, so she's married to Count David Chalmondeley, and she just filed for divorce from her husband.
She did?
Yeah. And she has a child. She used to be friends with Kate, but they no longer speak. She gave birth to a daughter in 2016, and people are speculating that the daughter might actually be William's, and that she has been his mistress for a long time, and that now it's finally coming out, and that Kate found out, either had some sort of like nervous breakdown, or was just like, I'm going to leave. And that's why she's been missing. People also, I read, and I don't know anything. People say that William has a past with being violent. I've never heard anything about that.
I don't know. I've read that, but I haven't seen anything.
Yeah. So I also read that maybe she asked for a divorce and then he got violent with her. And that's why there's all this weirdness around it. So I don't know, but I could believe that.
I tried to find this Lady Rose Hanbury about her divorce. There's only one article about the divorce from last year.
Interesting.
And there's nothing else.
I think the royals have pretty strong PR. They don't want that stuff real public, I would imagine.
Right. It was like a year ago from 2023, and it was like, Rose Hanbury is thinking about filing for divorce from her husband. But there's only one article.
If it is because of William, I would imagine that they are trying to squash that real quick.
Yeah.
And keep it out of the press. So the fact that there's not a lot of stuff on it almost makes me think that that's right. more it than
and
less
isn't
it.
Isn't her husband like 20 years older than her or something?
I have no idea.
But yeah, another theory is that she took the kids and like went to Spain to go hang out with her parents.
But, I mean, just to go hang out? Like, why wouldn't they say she's
well,
in
left.
Spain with her
well,
family?
Well, because like, divorced.
Okay, yeah.
just to hang out.
Yeah, I mean, like, that would be weird. yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's some sort of causality behind it.
Yeah, this David Chalmondeley, the seventh Marquess of Chalmondeley, he's 63.
Yeah, I mean,
but she's 39?
Yeah, but guys, I had a friend in high school, I remember, his dad was like, or junior high, his dad was like 90 or something. So I feel like guys' sperms work for a while, but still it's...
Ooh, she's a model. Former model.
She looks a lot like Kate, too.
They have three children.
Yeah.
Oh, and they're saying like the most recent one. Oh, there's one born 20 because she has two children. Oh, they have twins, two boys, 2009 and then 2016, a daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's when people are thinking that affair started.
Yeah.
Mm.
And that maybe Kate just found out or it just came out that child is his.
Yeah, I've heard theories that she has previously had an eating disorder. I think that was like a few years ago, and people are saying maybe that's why she's not wanting to be seen.
Interesting.
That could be a possibility.
Huh.
You know, we don't know.
They said she was going to come out at Easter, right? So that's around the
corner.
When's
Easter? The 31st?
The 31st or the 30th or something. So we'll see.
I think it's divorce. I think they're getting a divorce.
Yeah. You got to say something at this point. The more you don't say something, it's getting weirder and weirder.
It's weird.
Yeah. This Photoshop thing made it even more, but like you're digging a hole now at this point.
It's so bizarre. Like when you look closely at the photo, anyone, like a photo editor could be like, oh yeah, there's all these problems. Like who did the photo go through to release? Like did she tweet it on her own? Like
I have.
It's so bizarre. It seems like she posted it on her own just to like be like, here I am.
Yeah, like or maybe she did it on purpose and made it a little funky to be like, something's going on here. Guys, look into it. Maybe this is a cry for help. Weird.
Yeah.
What if she's like locked up somewhere? They put her in a psych ward without her consent and she's like, help me.
I mean, it's weird. It's very weird.
Yeah. So, I mean, this will unfold. I can't wait to see how it unfolds. I like literally have never cared about the Royals until now.
I've just been showing videos to Martin. I'm like, here, look at this. Look at this. And he saw the clothes one. He's like, okay, I wasn't really on board until the clothes one.
Yeah, this is crazy. Yeah. So if you guys have any theories, let us know because this is bananas. Or if you live in England, let us know what people over there think, because that's what I'm really curious about.
Are people going crazy? What's happening?
Yeah, what's going on across the pond? Well, some
Becky?
Drama. Yeah, what's Becky, what's going on across the pond? Well, to get across the pond, you got to take a plane. But I'm afraid to these
back,
days.
Baby.
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on with airplanes?
Okay, but Boeing, they make all the airplanes that you fly.
Yeah.
What a weird shit going on with them. There was that door that flew off.
Yeah.
And one plane lost a tire
recently.
When it was taking off.
Yeah.
A week ago-ish. Another plane had to make an emergency landing at LAX. One slid off the runway in Texas, I believe. And then yesterday, a plane flying from Sydney to Auckland, New Zealand, it dropped suddenly and 50 people were injured.
Oh my God.
And apparently the plane just lost power and it just dropped. And so people who weren't wearing seatbelts
just flew up. Oh my God.
And people had like head injuries. People were bleeding.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's crazy.
I swear to God, every week there's some sort of strange airplane thing going on. And I have to fly in a few weeks and now I'm like terrified.
Is it a Boeing? You can look.
I don't know. I have to look. That's actually true. Should I like change my flight?
I mean, you can. But this article in Stuff, NZ, this guy who was on the flight said he woke up and his seat neighbor was on the ceiling of the plane. His back is on the ceiling. He's up in the air and then he drops down and hits his head on the armrest. The whole plane is screaming. He's like, the plane started to take a nosedive. And I was just thinking, okay, this is it. We're done.
I don't know what I would think. I would think I was having a nightmare and then be like, oh shit, this is real. I don't know what I would do.
It's so crazy. Yeah, like the plane is like all dented from people's heads hitting the ceiling.
It is not dented from people's heads splitting the ceiling, you psychopath.
That's what it said. The ceiling's broken from people's heads and bodies hitting it.
That is so scary.
Yeah. And then the pilot was asked what happened and he said, my gauges just blanked out. I lost all of my ability to fly the plane.
Is this cyber attacks? What is going on?
It's Boeing. Well, if you read the news yesterday, you will see that whistleblower.
Well, there's this guy. I think it was a while ago. Like he's been speaking out on YouTube and stuff.
There were two crashes.
Yeah, he's been talking about Boeing being shady. Yeah. Since 2017.
Yes. Because remember the 737 Maxes were crash and people died. He used to work at Boeing. Well, he was just found dead from a quote unquote self-inflicted gunshot wound in his car in a hotel parking lot in the midst of him testifying about Boeing. Huh?
Not buying it. Not buying it.
Like, this guy, his name's John Barnett. He worked for Boeing for 32 years. He retired in 2017. He was giving evidence in a whistleblower lawsuit against the company. And he's 62, died on March 9th. From 2010, he worked as the quality manager at the North Charleston plant, making the 787 Dreamliner. In 2019, he told the BBC that under-pressure workers had been deliberately fitting substandard parts to aircraft on the production line. He said there were serious problems with oxygen systems, meaning that only 1 in 4 breathing masks would work in an emergency. He said the assembly process was rushed, safety was compromised. He said workers were not following procedures. And there was another pilot who, this was on John Oliver last week, who was like, show up to the airport and found out it was like a Boeing plane. He's like, I need to get off this plane. I'm not flying this plane.
Are you serious?
Like, worked for Boeing. Yeah, because he was like, I don't trust it.
This is crazy. He said that they would remove parts from scrap bins.
Yes, they were using garbage to build these planes. It's crazy.
I'm literally like finding my flight right now to be like, what?
But yeah, but he retired and he like was really dead set on like exposing Boeing. Like this was his life's goal and he was finally doing it, giving like depositions. You think he's just going to be like, well, I'm going to kill myself now.
Yeah, like this is his cause to like expose Boeing. He's not just going to.
Yeah, it's and like also in the parking lot in his car
at a hotel. Come on.
Weird. Like, why not do it in the room?
Yeah.
If you're gonna like it, just I don't know. Nothing. It just doesn't make sense. It's really suspicious.
How do I find out what kind of
what plane you're on? You can go to your flight.
Well, yeah, it says JetBlue. I mean, it's JetBlue, but it doesn't say.
Let's see what kind of JetBlue, what kind of planes they use. Okay, JetBlue.
It's DeCabo.
Uses the Airbus.
Oh, thank God.
You're good.
Thank God. Is that where the maggots were? What's going on Airbus?
Oh, no. Yeah. I'll take maggots over dying any day.
Seriously. Well, actually, I don't know.
Yeah. You got an Airbus, so I think you're in the clear.
Airbus widens aircraft delivery lead over Boeing as MAX crisis deepens.
There you go.
Okay. It seems like Airbus is the safe one. Airbus,
God, it's
so
scary.
Honestly, like, it's like these Teslas that are like exploding and rusting and the autopilot.
Oh my God, the, what are they called? Cybertrucks?
The Cybertrucks. I think that they're, I read somewhere, I think I might have sent it to you or my boyfriend Adam, that first of all, they're doing a recall. I don't think it's on the Cybertrucks, but on a slew of Teslas because the autopilot thing doesn't work. Like the override for autopilot doesn't work.
Oh,
which.
God.
Problematic. And then the Cybertrucks, first of all, like 4 Cybertrucks have crashed or in the past, I feel like
There was one that was some lady died from, she was like drove into the pond on her property in Texas.
Yeah, one drove into a pond and then
wasn't
one,
that Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law?
Really?
Yeah, it was, he's married to Elaine Chao. And her, like, billionaire shipping heirs and her sibling, Angela Chow.
Oh, my God.
Died on her Texas ranch because her Tesla reversed into the pond on her ranch and she drowned.
And then one drove into the Beverly Hills sign the other day or the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Was like, that a Cybertruck or was that a Tesla?
It was a Cybertruck.
Also, people are saying they're rusting.
Well, that, yeah, they're rusting in the rain. It's
what is, oh my God.
These things are, ugh. Shit's.
Also, they're so heavy. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you don't need.
Just like your mama.
Yeah. everything is stupid.
Everything is so stupid. It's crazy. But yeah, I do not think that this whistleblower
it's just
unalived himself.
It's weird.
Yeah. Well, another place known for its mysterious deaths that we've talked about before, the Cecil Hotel. It is up for sale.
Wow.
We had talked about before that they were like renovating it and trying to make it cool and have a rooftop hotel.
A rooftop hotel. You know, the hotel's going to have a rooftop hotel.
They're going to have a hotel stacked on top of the hotel.
Yeah, it was supposed to like, I feel like it's gone through different investment groups who were like, we're going to turn it into like a short-term housing or hotel, and like no one's done anything with it.
Yeah, this is so confusing. So they say the 600 unit building doesn't have a listing price. How about $5?
$5.
But the investment group selling the property pointed to the recent sale of the Mayfield Hotel, which they say sold for $205,000 per room. The investment group says they're looking for a buyer who will be committed to keeping the affordable housing units. So I guess they were trying to make it into affordable housing?
I think that's what it is now. Yeah, it was recently turned into affordable housing.
So what's 205,000 times 600?
$10
billion. $1 million.
Is that 12 million?
No,
that's 120
million. $123
million.
I'm not paying $123 million for the Cecil Hotel. Are you insane?
That seems crazy.
I'll pay $6 million tops for the Cecil Hotel.
Yeah, that's not.
Maybe I'll
plus
pay
it's like
$10 million. It's like a decrepit.
Yeah, it's all gross. Needs
in
to
the
be totally
middle of
redone.
A horrible area in downtown LA.
Yeah, it's not a good area.
And you're not going to get profit out of it if you're doing low income housing.
No.
They want to get $123 million? Did we do the math right?
That's insane.
They're insane. I wonder how much they bought it for.
I don't know. Was it on Zillow? Like, also, it's just, you know, it's haunted.
Yeah, like 1,000 people were killed there.
Oh, in 2014, it was sold for $30 million?
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems right.
And I guess they made $20 million worth of improvements.
Did they? I mean, I haven't been inside, but
oh, I'm inside regularly.
You go there all the time?
I frequent the Cecil Hotel.
No, I've never been inside of it. I've walked by it.
I never have either.
I've looked inside, but I've never gone inside.
Yeah.
Once
so,
you go in, you don't
you
come
never
out.
Come out. Because Elisa Lam was trapped in that water tower.
Uh-huh.
And much a similar story. I'm like fucking killing it today.
You are killing it.
Killing it today. What happened with this woman?
So a missing Florida woman was trapped in a shipping container before being found banging on the door.
Oh my God.
This article says it appears to be a case of wrong place, wrong time. I'd say so.
Yeah. When you're this trapped woman, in a shipping container.
Yeah. Marlene Lopez, 52, was last seen Monday before officially being reported missing on Wednesday, and she was found Thursday trapped in the container. It was.
Wait, say that timeline again. When'd she go missing?
Last seen last Monday.
Okay.
She was reported missing on Wednesday and then found on Thursday.
So she was there for like 4 days. She was in that container for like 4 days.
Yeah. She was not injured. She was taken to a hospital for dehydration.
Yeah.
She was last spotted at her home on Monday, and she failed to pick up her son, and she was missing for a few days. she had been banging on the door of the shipping container when someone heard her and unlocked the door. And authorities said how
Why Lopez was she in there?
Found, I know. They say how she found herself in the shipping container is under investigation. She said The shipping container's owner said he initially witnessed Lopez in the area Monday. He recalled locking the container on Tuesday afternoon, but he claimed he didn't hear any noise the next day. But she had been missing since Monday.
So maybe he didn't really look inside. He just locked it.
But what was she like sleeping in there? Like if the door was open, it wasn't locked until Tuesday.
All I can think is drugs. I mean, I don't know.
Right? I don't like because what container. Was in there? It doesn't say
was
if there
was a stationary anything. Shipping container or was it like shipped in from the docks and it was like on the, was it fresh from the docks?
Was it fresh from the docks?
Was it fresh off the docks? Like, did it come from somewhere or was it like stationary?
It was next to a business at 2005 North Coco Boulevard. So it
what
was
kind
just
of business?
Like, well, let's give that a goo.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
I got to. Okay. Oh, so it's like Coco, Florida, Rev Cut Mowers, like lawnmower.
Okay, that didn't help.
This street view is, it's like middle of nowhere, parking lot, some businesses. What was she doing in there?
What city is this again in
Coco,
Florida?
It's Coco, like on the Florida. East Coast, Florida. There's a gas station next to it. There's a truck parked in some grass.
I'm wondering if it's a good area or not.
Graffiti on it. It doesn't, I mean, it looks not great.
All I can
see a shipping I think this might be the shipping container. There's one in Google Street View.
I'm not making allegations. But when I hear shipping container in the middle of nowhere, all I can think of is meth, because I know Florida has a lot of meth. Or maybe sex work.
In a shipping container.
Maybe she was doing sex work out of that shipping container.
Because this is a weird rant. If this is the shipping container, because there is one on Street View next to like a gas station next to this like lawnmower place. Like there's no reason to be in there unless you're doing something nefarious.
Let's see. Coco, Florida. Drugs.
2005 North Coco Boulevard.
Brevard, Coco, Florida woman found with enough fentanyl in bra to kill thousands.
Uh-oh.
So maybe she... Well, I don't know. I still don't know.
Who knows? Maybe she was just taking a nap.
Yeah, so maybe... Okay, wow. There's a lot of drug stuff here. Weapons, $525,000 worth of drugs found in a Coco, Florida home.
Uh-oh.
So it seems like this is kind of a Coco, Florida deputies arrest 14, seek six in drugs operation.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so it seems like maybe there is a lot of crack-infested place, stay away, the budget in Coco, Florida.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's by Cape Canaveral.
Cape... Oh, okay. So maybe she was doing sex work for the...
NASA.
Oh, the Cape Canaveral's NASA?
Or wait, what's Cape Canaveral? Is that where they... It's where they launch stuff? Yeah, they launched... SpaceX launched from...
Cape okay, Canaveral. Never mind. I don't think the NASA scientists are doing...
Well, you never know.
I guess you don't know.
You don't know.
All I'm saying is that it seems like there is a lot of, son of Coco Mayor was ringleader in drug organization.
Oh, brother.
Okay, so this has got to have something to do with drugs. This Coco, Florida seems like a psychotic place.
Does anyone live in Coco, Florida?
Yeah, call in if you live in Coco, Florida.
Have you been to Coco, Florida?
The mayor's son was head of a drug trafficking ring?
Huh?
This place is wild.
I want to go there.
I know. I mean, it looks pretty if you go to the pictures on Google Images, but then you Google Coco, Florida drugs and you have a more nefarious picture of what's actually going on there.
Coco detectives at this point do not believe the incident is connected to anything malicious. Well,
Detective Siegel and Stephanie.
You don't just walk into a shipping container. You're like, what's in here? Doop doop doo.
Coco, Florida, worst hoods. Coco Girl Cottage. Oh, that sounds like a cute store. Coco Girl Cottage. That's what I'd open if I lived in Coco, Florida.
I need to set a Google alert for shipping container Coco.
Yeah.
So we know what's going on.
Yeah. So I'm actually really invested in this story. Because I want to see if I'm right about it being some sort of drugs. Oh, here's some place called Mitchell's Restaurant in Coco, Florida. Looks like they have a horrible looking omelet. You know what confuses me about restaurants that have like an omelet or any kind of breakfast? Would they just serve some random sliced tomatoes on the side of your breakfast?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, that's just so, are you just supposed to eat the raw like sliced tomatoes solo?
I think you put it on the omelet.
I don't know.
Because some people like tomatoes on their omelet.
I just don't like to raw dog tomatoes.
Wait, there's a picture
of me on that.
Marlene sitting on the side of the shipping container. There's a lawnmower in there. It looks like there's a lawnmower in the shipping container.
Maybe she had objectophilia and is in love with that lawnmower. That's where they have their intimate moments.
Like what? That's 3 days to be in a shipping container and like that's go. Oh, it must smell. She must have had to pee.
Oh, she probably pee and pooped in there.
Oh, there's a video of her. Oh, she doesn't look okay. She doesn't look right.
Okay, we'll see.
Okay, well, moving
okay,
on.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Another crazy thing. So there was the NFL game, the Chiefs game on January 13th. It was a Chiefs Dolphins game where it was -4 degrees with a wind chill of -27. Multiple people went to that game had to get amputations due to frostbite. After it was the fourth coldest NFL game ever. This is crazy.
This is crazy.
So a Missouri hospital has reportedly performed amputations on a dozen people who suffered frostbite during the January cold spell, including a few Kansas City Chiefs fans who attended the game. So the doctor said they amputated fingers and toes, with more surgeries expected in the coming weeks as injuries evolve.
But the players are okay, I guess, because they were like moving around.
Of the near record.
Go home.
Yeah, cold temperature. Emergency services provided aid to 69
nice
people during the game. 3 people were hospitalized for frostbite, 7 for hypothermia. Like, if I mean, I guess once you're that cold, you can't tell. It.
I guess that's insane.
Because what's his face? What was it? Patrick Mahomes, his helmet cracked or something.
Are you serious? I don't follow football.
Cold, like, and apparently people were putting cardboard on where their feet were because the stadiums were so cold. They, like, you had to put cardboard so your feet didn't freeze.
I mean, I'm sure those tickets were so expensive, but I'd be like, no, thank you. I'm not going to get my leg amputated just to see
it's so
someone
crazy
throw around the pigskin. That's nuts.
That is nuts.
I mean, your life has changed forever now.
Yeah, you're missing a finger.
Yeah. How can you flick people off now?
Exactly.
That's wild. Well, another insane thing that happened this week.
Oh, my God. So the State of the Union address.
I thought Biden did a good job.
I thought he did great.
For Biden. I thought he did a good job.
He did great. He did crowd work.
He did some zingers. He did a lot of crowd work. Yeah, he did some crowd work. Kamala really stood up a little bit more than she needed to.
The standing up and sitting down, like clapping your hands thing, is like, okay, you don't need to do it every time.
Yeah, I was like, that's one too many squats, girl. Unless you were trying to get your workout in for the week. I'm like, all that standing and sitting.
Just applaud. It's fine. You don't have to do
it.
So Biden did whatever, and it was fine. It was better than everyone expected him to do.
Yeah,
you're like,
okay,
he's like totally with it.
Especially, I was thinking it's like 10 p.m. their time.
I know. I was like, it's so late.
I was like, I could not give a speech at 10 p.m. for an hour.
No, but then they do this. After every State of the Union, they have like a Republican rebuttal where like you comment on what was said. But this one was clearly pre-taped. And it was this lady, Kate Britt. She's a senator from Alabama.
Yeah.
She's the youngest Republican senator. So they're trying to.
And it shows.
Yes. They're trying to appeal to the younger voters.
Yeah.
She was sitting in her kitchen. It was the worst acting performance.
It was deranged.
It was deranged. Like, talking about the craziest things. And she mentioned, like, this story of, like, someone who was kidnapped and sex trafficked. But then it turns out the story she was talking about happened 20 years ago when Biden wasn't even in office.
Of course.
It had nothing to do with Biden. And like people are like, did an interview, like, were you insinuating that it was Biden? She's like, you know, I was just stating the facts and this happens. Like, so you were lying.
Yeah, it's so. And people were like, why is she talking like a Disney mom?
Yeah,
it was so. Carrie O'Donnell. Yeah. Is that his last name? Did the funniest Instagram video where he was like, I'm her speech coach. Uh-huh. And it was him jokingly kind of like coaching her through how she should talk. Because her tone and her emphasis and her gesturing were just so.
It was so bizarre.
I don't.
But did you see ScarJo? ScarJo did on SNL.
It was really good. It was just so, theatrical.
Yeah, it didn't help the Republicans. Everyone's like, what is that weird lady doing?
Well, I'm sure they loved it. I mean, I don't know. I don't watch Fox or anything like that. Yeah. Also, she's like, most conversations like happen here in the kitchen. And I'm like, is that your real kitchen? Like, that looks like a set. There's nothing going on here. It's so weird, except for one photo of your family on the fridge. And like, do people still put family photos
also,
on
the
fridge?
It's a stainless steel fridge. They had to tape those on. You can't put magnets on that fridge.
Yeah. Can you not? Mm-mm. Oh, do they not have magnets? Oh,
nope.
I don't. If there's one thing that's been made clear every week, is that I don't know what's magnetized and what's not.
I tried, and Martin was like, "Nope," and I was like, "Oh no,
oh man, yeah." So it was crazy.
Yeah.
But he did a good job, so at least that was good.
It's fine.
This story made me laugh so hard.
I saw this.
And I've heard this before, but so this hotel guest discovered his room service meal was actually Trader Joe's pasta.
Which is delicious.
Honestly, like Trader Joe's fucking rules. I haven't had this pasta, but they have a garlicky umami spaghetti.
Ooh.
That is delicious. So I want to see, I don't think they released the name of the hotel, but I know it was a super nice hotel. And okay, so the pasta, they were charging $20 for the pasta. And this at Trader Joe's, I think this is like $4.
It's $3.79.
So talk about inflation. So this woman ordered the pasta. Her name's Elle McClemore. She's 32. She's an actress. I don't know what she's from. I'm sorry, Elle. I'm not familiar with your work. Yeah. But any 30-year-old knows Trader Joe's. Any 30-year-old woman knows Trader Joe's like the back of her hand.
Yes.
That's what I think is so funny about this. Is so she ordered the cacio e pepe, and she's like, I've had this before. This tastes familiar.
Oh, I know what this is.
Yeah, that's. I want to be friends with this woman just because she can spot Trader Joe's food from a mile away.
What's that Gordon Ramsay show?
Yeah, Kitchen Nightmares. So then she says she went, her husband the next day, I guess, he was searching for some breakfast food around the hotel and he stumbled upon a communal refrigerator. That's weird. And it was stocked with Trader Joe's cacio e pepe and other frozen meals.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I guess he was looking for, but I don't know what kind of a hotel this is.
Where do you find a communal refrigerator?
It must have been some sort of weird small boutique hotel.
Yeah. She said he went to look for almond milk for my coffee in the refrigerator next to the buffet. And that's when he made the discovery of all the prepackaged foods.
That's
the chocolate lava cake was in there. It was all paneer tikka masala, which is delicious.
That's crazy. Yeah. Oh, their apple crisp is good too.
Wow.
Brioche, all the breakfast. I mean, all this breakfast stuff is Costco. I mean, I've heard this before, especially in I've heard like in foreign countries that a lot of it is just Costco stuff.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Yeah. But I mean, these hotels, I'm sure they got to save money, but still, that's deranged to serve $20 for a $5 Trader Joe's.
Dang.
I'd be pissed as hell. I'm glad she came out with it, but that's so funny.
Yeah, that's very funny.
But yeah, shout out to Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's, if you want to
love it.
I don't think you sponsor podcasts, but
no.
Some things that I love at Trader Joe's. This would actually be a good news segment. Things that I love at Trader Joe's right now. They're Dutch griddle pancakes, really good.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're delicious. They're you can microwave or like put them in a pan.
I love the strawberry licorice bites.
Oh my god, those are really, really good. Their hash browns are great. You just put them in, they taste just like McDonald's hash browns. Anyways, I'll have to think about it, but there's tons of stuff that's so good there. I'll make a list. Entertainment.
Wow.
Hollywood's biggest night.
It happened. We survived it.
We survived. I thought it was actually one of the better ceremonies that they've had in a while.
I agree.
I think Jimmy Kimmel is a good host, MC.
He's a great host. It's never bad. It's never awkward. He's always solid. Yeah.
He's funny. And also, I feel like it's because he's, I think, like friends with a lot of the celebs. So there's a good rapport and it's not this weird, like he's not trying to prove himself.
No.
It's like, I already have a job.
I don't need to do this. I'm doing this because I like to do it. It's fun.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to like seem cool or interesting. I'm just trying to like clock in, clock out and have a good time. Best dressed. I thought Emma Stone looked, well, I was watching the E pre-show, which I hate E, but whatever. or their pre-show. But Sea foam and like mermaid-ish dresses were kind of big for the night. A lot of like pastels, which was, you saw a lot of like light blues and sea foams, which was kind of interesting because that's like a lot of pearl kind of colors.
Right.
Not common for the Oscars. So that was kind of interesting.
Right.
Emma Stone, I thought, looked beautiful. I liked her dress a lot, even though it broke. Lupita Nyong'o, I thought, looked gorgeous.
She always looks great.
Yeah, she honestly, her stylist, like, hits it out of the park every time. Kirsten Dunst in just, like, a plain white, like, strapless
also,
dress.
Also, her husband, strappy dress. Jesse Plemons, lost a lot of weight.
It was so funny. I saw someone because there's a picture of Kirsten Dunst smoking with Jesse Plemons next to her. And they were like, I appreciate them like subverting the like gender norms where it's like a wife who's smoking and a husband who's on Ozempic.
That is funny.
But I like them. I think they're a really cute couple.
I think they're great. Hot. I love Jesse Plemons. He's hilarious.
Yeah. But
love them since Friday Night Lights.
He is slender. He looks definitely slender.
He lost weight. I wonder if it's for a role or if it's for life.
I think it's just for life.
His health?
I would imagine. Yeah, health maybe. Because I think he gained weight for a role, but I don't really know.
Killers of the Flower Moon. Oh, well, he wasn't really in that. And he didn't really need to.
I feel like
he gains and loses weight for parts a lot.
Yeah, he's a yo-yo.
Yeah.
I think he's a yo-yo dieter.
Yeah.
Carrie Mulligan, I thought looked pretty, but I don't think you liked it.
Oh, yeah. It was fine.
Yeah.
It was fine.
I'm trying to think of
Ryan Gosling
else.
Performed.
I'm just Ken.
That was good.
Former Mickey Mouse kid. I like that he doesn't think he's too good for anything.
Yes.
He goes all in.
Yes.
A great showman.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the only time Simu, what's his name? Simu Ilu.
Oh, Simu Liu?
Yeah, Simu Liu is going to be on an Oscar stage.
Oh. Yeah.
I do not like that guy. And I've actually heard.
Have you seen his old Reddit posts?
Yeah.
He's problematic.
He's problematic. Yeah.
His weird misogynistic shit that he posted.
Yeah. And I think like homophobic.
Yeah.
And he's not. Yeah. So I thought that was great. And Messy the dog.
Oh my God. From Anatomy of a Fall. That dog is amazing.
Yeah. I saw a clip of Emma Stone where it was, you know, pre-Oscars stuff. And I guess she said that Messy the dog, played dead at some sort of Oscars luncheon, and everyone was like, oh my god, are you okay? And then he got up and like did some sort of trick, and everyone was like, oh my god, what an actor. Like,
because he played dead in Anatomy of a Fall, and it is,
oh really,
it's crazy because you're watching it, you're like, oh my god, is that a fake dead dog?
Yeah, because
it was so realistic. You're like, oh my god, how did this,
wow,
incredible actor, that dog is incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
I still need to see that. So, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
That was all great. Also, Jimmy Kimmel had a joke that really made me laugh. What did he say to who's Iron Man? Robert Downey Jr. He was like, is that an accepted speech in your pocket or do you have a really rectangular penis? Which is the weirdest joke of all time, but it really made me laugh because I'm so stupid. What were some of your favorites from the night?
I mean, I liked Oppenheimer. I kind of knew it was going to win.
Yeah. It's
I don't know. Kind of predictable.
Season. Yeah.
I liked when, I mean, I don't know, but like when Emma Stone won Best Actress and she freaked the fuck out because she,
yeah.
I don't think she wanted to win or like she was just not expecting it or like she felt
I think,
weird about it.
Yeah. Because I think everyone... Or I think she probably wanted Lily Gladstone to win.
I feel like everyone was like, expected. Lily's going to win. And then she won and she was like, oh, shit. And like panic.
The panic on her face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was really funny.
Yeah, but I think everyone who I thought was going to win won. Bradley Cooper, unfortunately, you did not win.
I'm Maestro. Sorry. I'm That's so what sorry. Happens when you want it too bad.
I'm sorry. Had to go to Killian.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a fun show and a fun night. Started an hour earlier than usual due to daylight savings or daylight givings, whatever's going on right now. So that was a little confusing for some people. But oh, and then who was it? Al Pacino who did Best Picture?
Oh, yeah.
And he just didn't announce any of the nominees or anything like that. He just got up and said, I see Oppenheimer.
He's so old.
Every time they always do the worst person to announce Best
I know.
Picture. It's so crazy.
Like, what's his face? Who messed up La La Land?
Who was that? I can't remember. It was another old.
Yeah, you know. What's his name?
Yeah.
Another old guy who just doesn't know what's going on.
But when he said it, I was like, is something missing? Like, why did that seem so awkward? Was he supposed to say the nominees? Like, what was going on?
It was weird.
Yeah, it was so uncomfortable and funny. Oppenheimer. Yeah. And also the way he said, I see Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like, okay, but that's what's on there, right? Like, it's just, you know how to read. Yeah. It was just so funny, but it was a good, show. One thing that I saw this morning that I had no idea in entertainment news, I guess Disney Plus is planning on doing an X-Files reboot.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, which I don't know how I feel about that.
Like, who's going to be in it?
That's what I'm worried about. It's
Ryan
like
Coogler. He did Wakanda or Black Panther, right?
Yeah, he's a director. I don't think they know who's starring in it.
I mean,
it could be. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What? Ryan Reynolds?
No, but God, this is what I'm worried about. So it says, this is from Dazed. In the years since the X-Files debuted in 1993, conspiracy theories and paranoia have taken hold of our culture in a way that even the show's writers couldn't have predicted. In our post-truth age, every fashion campaign might hold clues about international child trafficking networks. Every vaccine could be a government plot for control. The list goes on.
Huh?
Like, is this going to be like a QAnon show? Like, what is this?
Oh, what?
Like, this should be about aliens, not about, like, Pizzagate.
Yeah. Yeah, what series confirmed to be, as of December 18th, still moving forward?
I hope that it's the writer of this Dazed article that said this stupid-ass thing and not...
Right.
Where I do not think that Disney Plus is going to do an article, a show about like Balenciaga doing child trafficking or like, you know, I think that that's just the stupid ass writer of this Dazed article.
I mean, just like name, because it's going to be totally different, obviously. Just like name it something else. I don't know.
I just hope they don't cast. I hope they don't make it, you know, like Riverdale, and they actually something
interesting
and cast interesting, good actors, because I think that could be fun and great.
Yeah.
But
like a True Detective season one vibe.
Yeah, right. That could be really fascinating. Don't make it weird. Just don't make it
weird. Don't make it weird. Don't mess it up.
Let us know. I still actually haven't watched X-Files like head to toe. I've seen a few episodes, but not.
Oh.
I keep trying to watch it from the pilot and I get kind of, it's not really a binge, I don't think.
No. You gotta you gotta really pay attention and like, it's good though. If you're
it's great. It's just tonally, it's not really a binge.
No,
you know?
No.
Yeah, maybe like a few episodes before bed. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get into True Crime Corner.
Well, saw this article. Dead Ohio man's roommates drove body to withdraw money from his bank account. So they,
you know what's funny is I almost added this to the doc this morning and then saw that it, you had already
this
added
is an Ally Siegel story.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm doing it before you're going to edit.
Yeah, this so is bad.
A Weekend at Bernie's situation. So two roommates of a recently deceased man were each charged with abusing a corpse after propping up his body to withdraw money from his bank. They found the man dead Monday, took his body to the bank. They carried the body to the front seat of the dead man's car so bank staff could see him, drove to the bank, withdrew some money.
That's crazy.
So it was like a drive-through bank, I'm assuming.
That's so insane.
Yeah. So just put a hat on him and drove him to the bank.
Yeah, it's like Mother God. That's insane.
Yeah. I mean, you know, not a bad idea.
Listen, you're like, well, listen, ladies, get that money. I watched, did you watch The Program on Netflix?
No, I have not watched it yet.
Yeah, I have to rewatch it because I kind of watched it in the background. We should probably like do an episode on it, but it's called The Program, Cons, Cults, and Kidnapping. It's from Catherine Kubler, and it's about the academy at Ivy Ridge, which is one of those boarding schools for quote unquote troubled youths.
Right.
And she went there as an adolescent, and it's her and then other students who went there at the time, and they go back and they interview some of the teachers who taught there, like quote unquote teachers who taught there and things like that. And they watch old security footage from the school, and it shows all of the, it shows all of the abuse and crazy stuff.
Oh.
And they get into where the money from the school was actually going and how the parents get conned into sending their children there. It's really devastating. I can't believe these schools exist in the first place, but fortunately they're coming to light now. And I think hopefully, you know, they'll become illegal. Also, something interesting is the kids would graduate from these quote unquote schools.
Right.
And then find out they weren't even accredited. So they have no.
What?
Yeah. So they have no high school diploma anything like that. So they would try to get jobs or apply to college and then realize they have no high school accreditation and they'd have to take like the GRE and thing. You know, it's just.
What a nightmare. That sucks.
Yeah. The whole thing is really. You know, sexual abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse. Yeah, it's really an interesting documentary if you are, but if you can stomach it. Television, The Bachelor. I did not watch the Monday episode. So
I did not either.
Okay, so let's get into that next week.
Last week's were they hometowns.
Well, Maria went home.
Correct.
Here's my thoughts on that. I think Maria is like a badass bitch. And I think that they had true chemistry together. Because if you look back, there's scenes of them like really laughing and vibing and things like that. I think he was afraid that because his core fear is that he won't be chosen. And I think that he is afraid that Maria will leave or not choose him.
Oh.
Or that he's not good enough for Maria. And so that's why he had her go home. But I do think that he had the most like real world chemistry.
I feel like they had the most chemistry for sure.
Yeah. So
it was shocking that she went home.
Yeah. I don't know where
this week was the overnights.
Yeah, fantasy suites.
Fantasy suites. I wonder how that's going to go.
Yeah, so we'll see. I still need to watch it today. That's on the to-do list. And you started watching Love is Blind.
I started watching it because everyone's telling me the season's so good. And boy, let me tell you, it is
a mess.
We're on, I think we've watched 4 or 5 episodes.
Yeah.
There's just so many good things. There's a woman there who says she looks like Megan Fox.
Yeah.
And she does not look like Megan Fox. So, like, she finally met Jimmy or whatever, and it was And it's just, and then there's this, that guy Matthew who ended up leaving, who was like a psychopath.
I can't remember which one he is.
He was talking with AD, and yeah. He was like very big and muscly, had glasses, and was like, said the same exact things to two different girls.
Oh, like, right.
Like, I'm going to ask your, like, I want to ask your dad, you know, for permission. And turns out, like, all the girls were talking, like, he said the same thing to me.
Yeah.
That guy's crazy. It's crazy. I just couldn't believe that, like, when you say you look like a celebrity.
Well,
and why would you say the hottest woman in the world, or like who people think are like the hottest, like she is the ideal woman.
Yes.
That, like, you know, our generation has been like, oh, Megan Fox is like the perfect woman. You're like, you look like Megan Fox. It's only disappointment.
Well, this is where I feel bad for her, is because I think that it's been misconstrued, because he asked, do you ever get told you look like a celebrity?
Right.
And then she said, I don't agree, but I get told I look like Machine Gun Kelly's wife because I have dark hair and blue eyes. So I feel like it's been like misconstrued or kind of set up, because he asked her.
Right.
And then she said, one, I don't agree. And two, I get told this sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, and everyone, like, her friends are like, no, we've been with her. She does get told this sometimes, whatever. Who knows if that's true or not? Like, there's two schools of thought. Maybe she made that up, you know? Or it sucks that, like, he asked. She said, I don't agree, but I'm told this sometimes. And now we're all, like, being like, you ugly bitch. Like, you don't look like her, you know? So I do kind of feel bad for her.
Right.
But then he kind of dug a hole for himself, because he asked a question, she answered it, and now he's all pissed. She already set him up for saying, I don't agree with this, though, you know?
Right.
So I don't know. I feel kind of bad for her about this whole backlash she's getting.
She looks like her. Yeah, I think it's just the eyes and the hair.
I mean, I don't think she looks like her. I don't agree.
Yeah. And what's funny is the other girl that he was talking to looks more like Megan Fox than the one he chose.
The other girl's like a smoke show. It's really funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
This season is messy as fuck. The reunion, I think, is this week.
We didn't watch last season. I was like kind of over it. But the show only works if there's people who are different levels of attractive.
Yes.
Because that's like the best part, is like seeing, because like I feel like the last few seasons everyone was like, oh, everyone's like a 7 or an 8. They're all kind of the same attractiveness. And this season it's like kind of varied. I mean, you know, whatever, depending on what you think is attractive. But it just, it's different. They're very different looking. They're not all like basic good looking people. They're all just kind of like interesting people.
Yeah. Well, you know, the guy that the Megan Fox girl that she is he like the buff one with the mullet?
Oh, the one that she didn't choose.
Yeah, you know, he had a girlfriend the whole time at home. That just came
really?
Out. Yeah, that he was in a relationship the whole time.
Oh, shit.
So
he was like ready to propose to her, or he did propose to her?
Yeah, he like wanted to, or was about to, or something.
Told her he loved her.
Yeah, so the reunion's going to be crazy, because I guess he had a girlfriend. Then the other guy, like cheated with another girl on the show, and then like left her for the other girl the show, but then had been engaged like right before the show started. One of the other guys is allegedly gay. Like, it's just the reunion's going to be messy as fuck.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait. It's good.
Yeah, I have been watching, because I need like brain candy or else I'll go crazy. I've been watching the TV show Grimm.
Okay.
Which is like from, I don't know, 10 years ago. It's so stupid. It's, I don't even know if it was on like the CW or where it was on, but it's
about right.
I know. It's about like this guy who's what's called a Grimm. I don't know if it's like from Grimm's fairy tales or whatever, but basically he like fights monsters.
Okay.
Those are the only show I could tolerate. It's a homicide detective discovers he's a descendant of hunters who fight supernatural forces.
You know, whatever.
You gotta do what you gotta do to get
people
by.
People like what they like.
It has like 89% on Rotten Tomatoes, guys.
Okay.
If you can get past the horrible CGI of what the monsters look like, it's a fun show.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's...
Like the, it's based on Grimm's fairy tales.
Okay.
From 2011.
Wow. Oh,
that's
wow,
my that's... sweet spot. I got to watch shows from like the mid 2000s.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's
a lot of good shit back there because there weren't as many TV shows. So like the quality was a little higher, you know?
Well, they're also just like stupider. You know, yeah. Like they're not afraid to just have fun. Like this, there's like, it's very low stakes television and I just need low stakes television.
Yes.
They're not like trying as hard, you know, also the CW. So yeah, if you're looking for, I'm sure you guys have all watched it. if you guys are the Vampire Diaries heads, then you're definitely,
yeah, you guys Grimm heads.
You guys are Grimm heads. Let us know if Grimm's you're a Grimm heads. Head, if you're part of the Grimm gang. But I've been
long, Grimm gang.
Yeah, if you're part of the Grimm gang, because I've recently joined. Movies.
Well, I saw Dune 2.
My boyfriend tried to make me watch Dune 1 in preparation for Dune 2, and
I also did that.
I don't know if I can get on board.
I can't really get into Dune. I was bored by Dune 1. I watched Dune 2 and I liked it. I thought it was way better than Dune
1.
Yeah,
that's what I've heard. Yeah.
It was good. It was really good. I don't care. I just can't get into it.
2 hours and 38 minutes.
Yes. Yeah. It's so long.
I would care if it was like an hour 45, hour 50.
I know. But like, I don't know, if you're a Dune head, people apparently loved it. If you're into Dune.
If you're a Dune dude.
It looked cool. If you're a Dune head, it looked great. Like the CG was all amazing.
Yeah.
Like it was great, even if you haven't seen Dune 1. Like it was still fun.
Yeah, like I want to see it. I think it looks interesting. I like the cast. It's like too complicated for me. Like, I just don't understand what's going on for some
reason.
Yeah,
there's a lot of weird shit going on. A lot of backstories and stuff.
Like, watching Dune 1, I'm like, who's fighting who? What are they fighting over? I'm just, like, a little confused. Like, do people have powers? Like,
Why are their eyes blue? Where's the spice? Spice comes from the worm? How the worms make
also,
it?
Also, it was, like, 3/4 of the movie and Zendaya hadn't shown up yet. And I'm like, is she in this? Like, she keeps showing up in, like dreams, but is she in the actual movie? I don't know. I've heard it's great, though.
Yeah, it's good.
You asked me yesterday if I'd seen Missing, and then I said, you got to see Searching. Did you watch Searching?
I did.
Okay.
I watched Missing on Netflix.
Yeah.
I'd never seen these movies. I liked it. It's all on, like, computer screens. Like, it's all... What? There was another movie that was, like...
In that time. I don't know if it was, like, 2008 or, like, what time that was. But it was... like Unfriended.
Unfriended. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. There's like Unfriended, Unfriended 2. I think
Unfriended
was sequel.
2014.
Okay. So maybe it's around this time.
Where it's all like computer screens, like typing, Google searching, like the camera from that phone cameras.
They made a ton of movies like this because I think it was very cheap because you could, there's no set. Like the set is just, you know, the computer, essentially. Missing is... What was the plot of Missing again? It's a girl and
a girl whose mom goes missing.
Yeah.
And on vacation with her new boyfriend.
Yeah. And let's not say the twist.
And so she finds her... It was good. And then I watched Missing first, and then I watched Searching. Because you said watch Searching. It was great. I liked them both.
Did you like one better than the other? You don't have to have a preference.
You know, I like them equally. I thought they were both They're very similar.
Yes.
They're not connected in any way, but they're,
no.
I liked it. It was very, I liked missing because the girl was like, how she finds her mom. And I'm like, this is all the exact stuff, like searching
yes.
data and Google accounts and like trying to get passwords. And I'm like, you know what you're
son
doing.
Son of a bitch. Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. It's cool. So like in each movie, someone goes like missing.
Missing. Yeah.
And then the protagonist like goes through their computer.
Yeah. All their accounts and stuff.
Their accounts. And, like, yeah.
Goes to their Instagram pages. Is like, wait, that picture is matching. I'm like, yes.
Yeah. To try to solve the case. It's really fun. Yeah. You get like involved. That's what I like about it is you're like, they're very captivating. You're like, okay, like let's do this next. And there's always
there's
a twist in each one you don't expect. So that was really, really exciting. You're reading a book.
I am reading a book. I am in a book club.
Oh, did you go on Saturday?
Yes, I did.
How was it?
It was fun. There was only five of us.
Okay.
A lot of people couldn't make it.
Yeah.
But if you're interested in reading lessons in chemistry, that's what we're going to be discussing next month.
Okay.
And I didn't realize this is a TV show as well.
Yeah, with Brie Larson.
I never watched it.
You're crazy, girl. I didn't watch it either just because I don't like Brie Larson for some reason.
Right. But yeah, I just started reading. I'm just like a couple chapters in.
Do you like it so far?
A chemist in the 60s. Hosts a cooking show, but she's it's about like gender stuff. And
I don't know. I don't know about this.
Yeah.
Who chose this?
We all did. Well, it was on the best books of 2022, I believe.
Yeah. I know. It's
like got really
seller.
Great reviews.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right.
It's good so far. Only a few chapters in, but I like it.
Yeah, maybe I'll get it and join the book club. I got invited to
the
book
TV
club
show.
And that's all. Yeah, and I'm like, I like
and a lot
the
of things
episode.
Are different.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember when she like went to like she visited her family in California? Like, that's in the book? What?
Yeah. Remember
Allie,
when there
did you watch the TV show?
Remember when there was that ad for AT&T in the middle of the book? I'll get on board for that. I couldn't go on Saturday because it was my 28th year of birth. I mean, my 38th. Excuse me, my 38th. I wish it was my 28th.
Year.
I was 28th year. All right, so that's it for this week, guys. Thank you for joining the Patreon. Thank you for continuing to listen. If you guys have any information about Kate Middleton.
Have you been to Cocoa, Florida?
Or if you've been to, most importantly, if you have been to Cocoa, Florida, that's what I'm most interested in. Please let us know. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks. Bye.
Bye.
Bimbo News. Bimbo News. Bimbo News. Bimbo News.
All the news you can handle.
Bimbo News.
So tune in to this channel.
Bimbo News.
Everything you want to know.
Bimbo News.
About recent news and TV shows.
Bimbo News.
Powered by Acast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.